Tim, there were some comments today that came out kind of saying that you felt like something was taken away from you. Can you just address that and how your what your feelings are?
Well, you know, I have all the respect in the world for Mr. Page and everything. But, you know, sometimes when you're doing interviews at Dunn, you know, come out exactly. So I don't feel like that was exactly, you know, how it came out. But I have all the respect for him and the world. And I don't feel like anything was taken from me. And I don't want anything given to me. Also, you know, I want to work for anything that I get. That's for sure. And I've always been like that.
So to be clear, you feel like you were taken out of context?
Well, you know, I think he's a great reporter, and it's nothing, you know, against him. I just think, you know, it just maybe came out a little bit, you know, not how it was supposed to be, not how it was meant. You know, 100% I said that I wanted to be, a dream to be a quarterback since I was, you know, 6 years old, and that was my dream, and, you know, that, you know, I am going out here and working as hard as I possibly can, and competing and doing my best, and, you know, and I think, you know, he's a great reporter, and so there's nothing against him. It's just, yeah, it was a little bit out of context.
So there's never a time this offseason or right before camp where you felt the job was yours?
Absolutely not. And they would never said anything to me like that at all. You know, the plan the whole time was to come in and compete, and that's what you want, and that's what I love doing. So
there's a few things NFL players can't say, you know, what that other teammates should hear, and one of them would be like, I felt like a job was. Did you have to address this with your teammates at all and straighten things out, or were you concerned when you saw the quote that like it would be misconstrued as something else?
No, not really, because I believe everybody here knows exactly how I am, my character, what I represent, how I go to work, and so I really didn't feel that way. And you know, to all the guys, no one said anything to me about it that was, you know, negative at all. So
is it frustrating when you're competing for the quarterback position when they have you running the option and being the shotgun and running through the middle in the red zone and stuff like that? You're supposed to be competing and everybody's talking about your passing, and here you are in running plays.
Well, no, they're just, you know, trying to you know, get us ready for whatever we might run in the game. And, you know, if they want to use it to our strengths and be able to do some of that with different players, you know, then they'll do that, and that'll be great. And I'll look, you know, forward to whatever, you know, role I have if I'm doing any of that. And, you know, whatever I'm coached to do, I'm going to go out there and do it, you know, with all my heart. And if it's running the option, if it's doing read plays, you know, I'm going to give my best to do it.
Just to completely clear it up, I mean, John and John Elway, they've said all offseason that, you know, it's Kyle's job to lose, and but yet it's an open competition.
Uh-huh.
Is that how you understood it coming in? And then obviously it changed a little because there were a lot of rumors that Orton was going to go to Miami. Can you take us through, did your feelings change at all then when those rumors were going around?
No, not really. For the most part, since Coach Fox got here and Elway took the job, it's been, you know, compete. And you go out there and you practice and you earn your job. And that's how it was all along. And that's how I took it. And that's how that's what I was looking for. Forward to, and that's how it's been the whole time.
Do you feel like you expressed any frustration? I mean, because you're human and you have a right to, you know, be in a competitive situation, so it's not like it wouldn't be understandable. At any point, do you feel like you expressed any frustration when you were talking to Woody? I mean,
I don't know if I really expressed frustration. If anything, I expressed frustration in myself when, you know, I came out Saturday, I didn't feel like I had a good practice, really felt like I've had good practices from that point. Mm-hmm. So if anything, it was more with my play and competing with myself and trying to be the best leader with, you know, for my huddle and my team and, you know, with the rest of these guys. So it wasn't necessarily frustration with anything else, no.
And ultimately, you feel like on Sunday.
At one point last week, it did appear that Kyle was going to Miami and the starting position would open up and potentially you would be the guy. What level of disappointment did you experience when that didn't occur and instead you find yourself back in the same situation where you started?
Well, that was something that, you know, I learned a long time ago not to worry about what I can't control. And I spent, you know, all off season trying to worry about what if, and, you know, if this person was here or they weren't here, then that was just going to be, you know, something, you know, that's not going to help me. It's not going to help me improve. It's not going to help my game. So I really tried not to worry about that the whole time, you know, y'all were talking. I really wasn't trying to listen and just meet, try to get better. You know, and spend time doing the things that I feel I need to get better, and worrying about what's going to happen is not one of those things I try to try to do too much.
Did you have responded? You know, there was some criticism from some ESPN folks, and you responded, thanks for the motivation, kind of a thing. Is any of this attention? I mean, obviously you're used to attention, but is any of this criticism getting to you at all? Or
well, I tell you this, I am very much just my own nature. I'm very much a people pleaser. You know, I like making people smile. I like making people laugh. I like pleasing people, whatever, coaches, teammates, you know. And so when you hear criticism, when I hear criticism, I hear negativity. On one hand, I try to block it out, but on the other, you know, I hear it and it motivates me. And not that I necessarily need more motivation, but, you know, I try to use that as fuel. You know, when you feel like being lazy, you feel not watching more film, you feel like, you know, not doing something to get better, I try to use that to let it fuel me. And, you know, you know, not in any way do I take it as negativity towards myself personally, but to my game. And so I want to improve my game and what people are criticizing. And if anything, I appreciate it. And I really do, because, you know, it will motivate me and fuel me.
You have a lot to appreciate lately.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. God bless you.